Om Shanti. 9th of April 2019, Tuesday. The slogan from today's Sakar Murli: only those who remain aware of their original, Adi, and eternal, Anadi, sanskars and nature are able to remain unshakable and immovable. So only those who remain aware of their original sanskars and eternal sanskars and nature are able to remain unshakable and immovable. So when Baba talks about original sanskar, that means golden age. Adi means golden age. Original means golden age. Golden age at sanskars. And when soul is aware of anadi sanskar, anadi means when the soul is in supreme abode. So these are the two things. When we are aware of these two sanskars, that time we are able to remain unshakable, immovable. So, when we are in golden age or Adi sanskar or Satyug sanskars or original sanskar, we remain unshakable. See, what are the sanskars of golden age? What sanskars we need to remember? What sanskars we had in golden age? First, it was 16 celestial degree full. Soul had 7 sanskars in golden age, and soul has got 7 sanskars in supreme abode. The first is, it is 16 celestial degree full. All the degrees were full. That means it was 100% pure in golden age. So just as we were 100% pure and we were 16 celestial degree full, now we have to become like that, so that we carry those sanskars of absolute purity in golden age. The second sanskar is vicelessness, nirvikari, complete vicelessness. All the deities were viceless. Not a trace of vice in them ever. So when we fill ourselves with such stage of vicelessness, we become like those deities who are viceless. The third sanskar of golden age, or the deities had, was complete non-violence. Baba calls them double non-violent. So they were very loveful beings, and there was no lust, and they were otherwise also peaceful, so they would never resort to violence. So they were nir sampurna ahinsak. So they were non-violent. So these sanskars we have to imbibe now. Then they were maryada purushottam, following the highest code of conduct. They were the highest among human beings. So if we follow maryada's code of conduct here, we become maryada purushottam in golden age. And that is one of the sanskars. Then all the deities were amicable, that is milansar. They were agreeable, friendly. That was one sanskar they had. they were Milansar, and then they were full of divine virtues, Divya Gunmurth. All the divine virtues were full in them. They did not lack a single divine virtue. Whatever divine virtue you name, and they had it. And one more, they were soul conscious. Deities were soul conscious, or they had soul conscious vision. So these are the sanskars of devata or deities. So Baba says, if you remain aware of your original, original means Adi, Adi means Satyug. Satyug is golden age. If you remain aware of these sanskars of yours, keep on churning, even to say that, just to utter one of these things in mind, puts you in that high stage. The moment I say, I am viceless, I was viceless, now I am viceless. I was 16 celestial degree full, now I am becoming 16 celestial degree full. I was completely non-violent, I am non-violent now. I am following the highest code of conduct, Maryada Purushottam now. Amicable or friendly, that time, now, Milansar. And then, soul conscious then, now I am soul conscious. That time soul conscious vision, now I have soul conscious vision. That time I was full of all the divine virtues, so I am the image of divine virtues. I am the very embodiment of divine virtues. Divya Gun Swarup or Divya Gun Murth, embodiment or image. So these are the seven sanskars of Devata. So Baba says, imbibe this sanskar now. Keep on remembering that virtues or degrees or code of conduct or nature, their nature was very sweet. In this amicable you can add very sweet nature, very sweet words. And though Baba doesn't mention, but they were definitely egoless, though that is a word for Sangam Yug, but that can be added. So these are some of the sanskars of golden age. Now these are the Adi. Adi means original. Now what are the Anadi? Anadi means eternal. What are the eternal or Anadi or Paramdham Sanskar? Or when the soul is in supreme abode, what sanskar soul had? First seven forms. Seven Swarup. Seven forms means knowledge, purity, happiness, peace, love, purity, love, joy or bliss, and power. So these are the sanskars of the soul in supreme abode. Second, soul was in Nirvana. Nirvana means silence. So silence is a sanskar of the soul. And that tells me that if I want to imbibe that sanskar, I must go away from words. I must go away from speech. Sometimes speech is a weakness. The real nature of the soul is to remain silent. Anything that pulls it into speech at times is weakness, though we use it for service, but still, the very hunger of the soul is for silence. Soul is thirsty to remain silent, to become speechless, to go beyond words, to enter into that stage of wordlessness. So the second nature of the soul in supreme abode or the anati sanskar is silence. The third nature of the soul is nirbandhan, bondage free. When the soul is in supreme abode, it doesn't have any bondage, no chains. And that's why whenever there is any bondage in life, we are restless. Because to be bound is not our nature. To be in prison is not our nature. Our nature is to be like free bird moving across the firmament. So anything that binds, anything that puts chains or puts us behind the bars causes restlessness. We are free souls. Because our anadi nature is freedom. Complete freedom. Nirbandhan. No bondage. So that is the third nature of the soul in Paramdham. The fourth nature of the soul is ashariri. Bodiless nirakar. Soul is bodiless in supreme abode. So whenever we are in body and whenever we become body conscious, soul is not happy. This is the soul and this is the body. Soul is inside the body. And through this body, it experiences joys and happiness of the world. Or enjoys some material pleasure or bodily pleasure or anything that is related to the body. The indulgence of body, the attraction of the body, the nudity of the body, anything of the body, it relishes, it ultimately causes pain, diseases of the body, it causes pain, or limitations of the body, male, female, limitations of the body, language of the body, area of the body, where it is born, the kingdom, the country where it is born. All these are limitations. And the very nature of the soul in anadi swarup is, it is bodiless. So unless and until one becomes bodiless, the real pleasure, the real happiness doesn't come. The very cry of the soul is to become bodiless. Body is a great limitation. And when we go out of the body and get situated in Paramdham, everything appears small. All the struggles, everything appears very petty, insignificant. And when we are not bodiless, everything appears very big, difficult. So the fourth sanskar or fourth anadi sanskar of the soul is to remain bodiless. And then fifth is to remain away from the five elements of nature, from the attraction of five elements. Whenever we are in soul world, there are no five elements there. Five elements are here in this world. There is a sixth element there, Brahma Tattva. So there are no five elements. So when the soul is in sixth, in that soul world, soul is free from the five elements. That means it's free from the effects of five elements. The five elements will not pull. So whether it is a rain, whether it is winter, whether it is summer or summer, nothing of this will affect. The soul is free from the effects of five elements. So that is our real nature. And whenever we show pleasure or displeasure as regards five elements, we feel restless inside because that is not our nature. So therefore the practice should be, I am beyond all the pull of the five elements. Even another good practice, I am beyond hunger, thirst, sleep. This is one of the methods to conquer all the three. These are the great limitations of human nature, human body. That we get hungry, we get thirsty, and we need sleep. But when the soul is in Paramdham, it doesn't want any food. It doesn't want any water. It doesn't want any drinks. It doesn't want any sleep. So to remain in that stage and to imagine and to think, then gradually one can acquire control over these things. Otherwise, how can you acquire control over hunger? Body wants. How can you acquire control over food? Often we resort to overeating. How can you acquire control over sleep? We want to sleep a lot. Sleep is the very sweet thing. When you deny that, that time it will happen. So that is the another nature of the soul. And then soul is sixth, intact, nirlep. Soul is intact in golden and soul world, unaffected by anything. And last, nirsankalp, without any thought. Or do we think in soul world? Not at all. So these seven things are my anadi nature. And when I remain situated in these, automatically I develop vairag for this world, disinterest for everything which is here, for the limitations of the body. So the first anadi swarup is seven nature, seven forms of the soul. I am knowledgeable soul. I am pure soul. I am peaceful soul. I am happy soul. I am loveful soul. I am blissful soul. And I am powerful soul. I am the very embodiment of knowledge, bliss, knowledge, light and bliss, Satchit Ananda Swarup. So the first nature of the soul in supreme abode, it is its five nature. The second, Nirvan, silence, Maun. And that's why whenever I speak more, I feel restless. And whenever I am in silence, I feel close to myself. Because silence is my nature. Speech is not my nature. All speeches are in fact weaknesses. All words, whatever we convey through words, is not the real thing. The real thing is lost. The real thing is silent. Silence. So my nature is silence. Third, my nature is nirbandhan, to remain bondage free. A slightest bondage when I create, even whilst creating, I feel some force which is within me, which resists, which tells me, no, I should not. Let me not create this bondage. Let me not create any new relationship, anything more, anymore. So bondage, the third nature of the soul in anadi swarup, is bondage free. And then soul is bodiless, nirakar. anything that makes me body conscious is not my nature. My very nature is to remain, get detached from the body. The more I am detached from the body, the more powerful I am. The entire play is of body consciousness and soul consciousness. Let me go away from body, and every day I become more powerful. And then, fifth, I am away from the attraction of five elements. Five elements cannot affect me. Five elements cannot pull me. Five elements cannot cast their spell upon me. I am away from the attraction of five elements. And then, I am intact. I am intact and glib. Nothing affects me. And the last nature of the soul in Anadi Swarup is thoughtlessness. When I have too many thoughts, am I happy? Not at all. When I am totally soul conscious or in supreme abode, very, very less number of thoughts. The frequency of thoughts have reduced. And when I am in the grip of vices, the thought frequency is very fast. The thoughts are running at a very fast speed. Waste, negative, very fast. Ordinary thoughts, they are even fast. The only thoughts which are not fast are higher consciousness, Swaman, where I am calm, yoga, when I am lost in Baba's remembrance, that time thoughts are very less. So these are the seven anadi sanskars. So today's slogan is, only those who remain aware of their original. Original means Satyug or Adi. And eternal. Eternal means anadi or paramdham. So these are the seven anadi sanskars of paramdham. And we saw seven anadi sanskars of Satyug or golden age. So we'll revise this golden age sanskar again. What are the seven golden age sanskars? First, 16 celestial degree full. Sola, kala, sampurna. That is the first sanskar of the soul. Second, vicelessness, nirvikarita, with the second sanskar of the soul in golden age. The third, ahinsak, completely non-violence. Soul is absolutely non-violent. Then, fourth, maryada purushottam, following the highest code of conduct. And then, Satyugi Sanskar, amicable, that is Milansar. Soul is friendly, agreeable, sweet, good demeanor. And then, next, sixth Sanskar of Satyug, divine virtues, Divya Gun Murt. And then seventh, soul consciousness. Soul consciousness or soul conscious vision. Are deities soul conscious? Atma Abhimana. Sometimes Baba has said yes, sometimes he has said no. Only you are soul conscious. They are not body conscious. They are not God conscious, they are soul conscious. They are Atma Abhimani, not Paramatma Abhimani. But then in some of the Murlis, Baba has said, no, deities are not soul conscious. You are soul conscious. But in some Murlis, he said, yes, they does are soul conscious. So, no, they are soul conscious all the time. In yesterday's Murli, or the day before yesterday's Murli, Baba said, all deities are brother and sisters. They are brothers and sisters, so why do they marry? That's a topic open for discussion. So, Adi Sanskar, Anadi Sanskar. Practicing this. See, when I was in golden age, I had these sanskars. When I was in soul world, I had this sanskar. Keep on churning, keep on thinking, keep on remembering, keep on reminding yourself all the time. And especially during Amrit Vela, practicing this anadi sanskar of golden age. This is the gold, this is the soul world, and I am here. Upram, beyond. I am here, detached observer, Sakshi. I am here, away from the world, away from Prakriti, away from five elements, away from body, away from the world, away from the small circumstances, away from all the relationships, away from all the things of the body, language of the body, country of the body, away from the indulgence of the body, away from desires of the body, away from sanskars of the body. Nothing of this world touches me. I am away. That helps you to get detached from whatever life we are living. Whatever circumstances, whatever problems, whatever challenges we had here, you can get detached for some time so that when you come back, you can face them in a very powerful manner. So, anadi. So, seven anadi sanskars and seven adi sanskars. Seven sanskars of the soul in golden age and seven sanskars of the soul in satyug. In supreme abode. So today's slogan is, only those who remain aware of their original and eternal sanskars and nature are able to remain unshakable. So they remain achal adol, unshakable, immovable. Nothing moves them. Unflinching. Okay. Om Shanti.